Good morning.
Today I have to discuss statistics module 3. Last class we have to discuss mean of group data in direct methods and assignment methods. Today we have to discuss the median of group data. What are the medians? You have to know about the median is the middle value of distribution. That is, median of a distribution is the value of the observations which divides into two equal parts. Okay, median of ungrouped data. Arrange the data in ascending orders. If n the number of observation is odd, then median equal to n plus 1 by 2 observations. If n is the number of observation is even, then median is equal to 1 by 2 n by 2 observation plus n by 2 plus 1 observations. We have to know about. Now we have to discuss the median of group data. Median of group data or continuous frequency distribution can be found by using the formula. Median equal to L plus N by 2 minus CF by F into H. What is L? Here L is equal to limit of the median classes. N equal to number of observations. F is equal to frequency of the median classes. H the size of the median classes. And CF is the cumulative frequency. Let us see the examples. The distribution given below given the mark of 30 students of class in mathematics. Find the median mark of the students. You have to see the years. There is mark is the given. A number of students given. 40 to 45 2 students. 45 to 53 students. 50 to 55 80 students. 55 to 60 60 students. 60 to 65 60 students. 65 to 73 students. 70 to 75 2 students. How you have to solve this? You have to see there first to make the frequency tables, marks, number of students, and cumulative frequency. 40 to 45 is 2, and 45 to 50, 2 plus 3 is 5, 50 to 55, 5 plus 8 is 13, 55 to 60, 13 plus 6 is 19, 60 to 65, 19 plus 6 is 25. 65 to 70, 25 plus 3 is 28, and 70 to 75 is equal to 30. You have to see there sigma is equal to 30, where n is equal to 30, n by 2 equal to 15. CF just greater than n by 2, then 15 is 19. The corresponding class is 50 to 60, which is the median classes. Here n by 2 is equal to 15, l equal to 55, cumulative frequency is equal to 13. F equal to 6, H is equal to 5. Now we have to put the value of median. Median equal to L. L equal to N by 2 minus CF by F into H. 55 plus 15 plus 13 by 6 into 5. 15 plus, you have to 15 minus 3 is equal to 2. 2 by 6 into 5 is equal to 55 plus 1.67 equal to 56.67. Now to see another one example. In a unit test, the mark obtained by 100 students out of 50 are given below. Mark obtained 26, 29 is 28, 28 is for 24, 33 is 15 students, 42 is 2 students, 38 is 4 students, 43 is 1 student, and 25 and 25 is 20 students. Now to find the value. Arrange the marks in ascending orders. In construct a cumulative frequency table as below. 26, 25 is 20, 28 is 24, 29 28, 33 is 15, 38 is 4, 42 is 2, 43 is 1. Now cumulative frequency 6, 26, 50, 78, 73, 79, 99 and 100. Total number of observation n equal to 100. Is an even number. And median equal to n by 2 observation plus n by 2 plus 1 observation by 2. 53rd observation plus 51st observation by 2. 28 plus 29 is equal to 28.5. Hence, the median of the mark is 28.5. Another one example. If the median of the distribution given below is 28.5, find the value of x and y. You to see their class interval 0 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60. Okay, and there the corresponding frequency is 5, x, 20, 15, y, 5, and total is 60. You have to see that the answers, how to solve this. the median is equal to 28.5, n equal to 60, class interval 0 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30 are given the years. Frequency 5, x, 20, 15, y, and 5. Sigma f equal to 60. You have to see the years. Cf equal to 5 plus 5 plus x, 25 plus x, 40 plus x, 40 plus x plus y, 40 plus x plus y. Here, median equal to 28.5 and median class is 20 to 30. N by 2 is equal to 30, L equal to 20, H equal to 10, commutative frequency 5 plus x and F equal to 20. Median equal to L plus N by 2 minus Cf by F into H implies that 28.5 is equal to 20 plus 30 minus 5 plus x by 20 into 10. 28.5 is equal to 20 plus 25 minus x by 20 into 10 implies that 28.5 is equal to 20 plus 25 minus x by 2 implies that 57 is equal to 40 plus 25 minus x implies that 57 equal to 65 minus x implies that x equal to 65 minus 57 is equal to 8. 45 plus, but you have to know that 45 plus x plus y is equal to 60 implies that y equal to 7. All of you got? Hence the value of x and y, x equal to 8 and y equal to 7. Okay? Thank you, Vedram.